like, it was just like, then Malcolm got on the coach, right, and said, we're going straight to Donovan, right, and the gig was at Norwich that night, right, yeah. Malcolm thought, hello, right, you know, like, and all over the papers that day was like,
But like they do their fucking best to degrade you though on the dole, you know, like you cut for 2 hours at one box and you're all fucking boxed.
Yeah.
So you go and cut another box.
When you're
a day
late, right?
Yeah, and they
and there's a whole queue of guys saying I was at the doctor's.
Yeah.
It's really funny, right?
I didn't know that you worked in there because I thought once before you told me that career opportunities is when Joe had been on it for about a year. And they wouldn't send him away to somewhere.
That's another one, a re-establishment centre, right? That was his one, right? And they were, my lines were the ones about the
other. Well, so it's just the two things brought together.
The old thing, Keith, whose decision was it to do that? What was that, to get away from the, like...
Bernie and Mickey was spent, like, about 6 months working, like, they went to the cinema, they found it, they got talked to the guy, and, like, 6 months later, it happened, right? And, like, they was just doing it as a one-off, you know?
Yeah.
And they was, like, really angry when it came out in the... sounds and that, but they said, oh yeah, this is a new punk rock venue. Yeah. Packies, you've got like the Packies and the Rascals. See, the Packies and the cinema, they double booked it both nights deliberately.
And like Saturday night, it's like
us against Rasters, right? And then on the Saturday night, us against the Packies.
Right. And like Saturday night is the Packy night out, right?
Maybe the Packy.
The management
is a Packy, right? Yeah. And maybe he was hedging his bets as a businessman, right? Saying like,
so he knew he'd get most.
Whoops, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll get these English guys, right? They say they're going to put on a rock show, right?
They're a bunch of mugs.
I'll get them in, right? And just in case they don't show up, I'll get the Rasters in, who booked it for a Kung Fu Uncensored film festival, right?
Yeah.
And so on Saturday night, he double booked against the Packies, so we had to do a lot of talking.
And like, we were thinking about bribing everybody in sight, right, just to get a gig on, like, because it's real heavy, because like, we couldn't. On the day that the gigs was announced in the papers, right, Bernie come in and said, look, we're cancelled. Right, and we said, no, we want to play, we really want to fucking play, right, the second one is
going to play at both nights.
Yeah.
So what did they do it for? They've done it purely for financial
gain. It's
business.
Yeah. It's business.
They weren't doing it
like,
to start.
And like, we had a real big problem because like, when we walked in the cinema that day, we just looked around, right, and it's like, we built a stage, right, and the seats were up, and so we were kind of seats in. It's like, you know, like amateur podium. So we took the first five rows of seats out. Right, and as soon as the seats never been taken out since the Coliseum was built, like, as soon as you took them out, they felt bits, right? And it was like five rows of broken seats, right, before we even started, right? Like, and we pushed them all out the back, right, and the paint back around it, like, kind of freaked out, you know, like, demanded, like, hundreds of quids or something, like, as a deposit, right?
This is long before the gig.
This is like Friday afternoon, like, we like taking the seats out because we want to kiss a stamp. Like, better, I reckon, like, if I go to a gig, right, the best gigs are when there's either a stage in the front, a bar at the back, right, and nothing in between it, you know what I mean? Like, just like room for dancing or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, but it worked okay, there was loads of space, like, the people just like were standing.
Because, like, the way it worked out, was anybody that really wanted to see you had to put themselves out a little bit and not just like going down the rocks.
Right, well that's great because it provided an alternative.
Yeah, I'd say we'll join it and then
because there's guys down there like who were like as infiltrators, right? Who were going down there, yeah? And like,
yeah,
they really want to manipulate the movement.
Nah, they just want to use it for their own fucking ends, right? And like, unless the bullshit stamped out, right, with these
Nazi party songs, right? What's this?
Yeah.
I want to form a Nazi party.
In,
I've got a great idea what you can do, though. Started big out the spray cans about with us, right? They really like red or blue or green, like all different colours.
But one of those
spray in your eyes or something.
One of those little two, what you want to have is one of those little lemon squeezes.
I've got one of them.
One of those little lemon squeezes,
right?
You smoke it,
yeah.
Get it in the eyes.
Mix
right?
It up with pepper as well.
You don't get it on them grapes, otherwise they go really
bad. Yeah. Put it right
there. I got one of them, they're smart.
What do you think of the rock media?
I read it every week.
Yes, what do you think? Like the majority of so I think they're a bunch of cunts in the whole
thing. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm interested to see. I'm really interested in when a new writer writes about us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really glad to see there's like some of our contemporaries writing in the papers, such as yourself. Like,
yeah, but he's about the only one.
No, he isn't.
Who else is there?
Right?
Come on,
there's Julie Birchall.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, but who else?
I mean, there's
what
more than that.
Yeah.
Well, hang on, let me think about it.
There isn't any.
No, there is, right? No, there's loads of them, isn't there? Right, but they're mostly in the fanzines at the moment.
Yeah,
right?
In the fanzines, like, but not in the mainstream press. This geese is about the only one. I mean, I ain't met Julie, right, but...
You met her that night when I was having a fight with the outsiders, you remember? You cut loads of
spoons.
Oh, yeah. Well, it comes down to a certain extent.
Should we get out and get on that train?
Actually, I want to get off somewhere, I want to have a piss.
Yeah, let's go.